We are now going to do some healing work together using Psych K. And as I explained before, Psych K is a simple self-empowering process to heal your limiting thoughts and beliefs. If you have not heard the Psych K introduction that is included with this series, be sure to listen to that audio in full before you move on with this exercise. To get started, I suggest that you sit up in a chair, or you may do this exercise laying down. However, you are likely to be more alert if you sit up. Now go ahead and cross your legs at your ankles, right over left, and then left over right. Notice which position feels more comfortable, and then leave your legs crossed in that position. Next, place your arms out in front of you and cross your arms at your wrists, left over right, and then right over left. See which way feels more comfortable, and then leave your wrists crossed in that position. Next, as your wrists are crossed, I'd like you to place the palms of your hands together and then clasp your fingers into an inverted hand clasp. Once you clasp your hands together, you can relax them into your lap or pull them up onto your chest. If you find this position to be too uncomfortable, then you can unclasp your hands, but try to keep your wrists and your ankles crossed so that we can achieve the same objective. While you are in this position, I'm going to share some powerful affirmations with you. I will repeat these affirmations slowly, allowing them time to sink deeply into your subconscious mind, and then I will ask you to repeat them after me. You may repeat them out loud or silently in your mind. With this technique, you will replace your old limiting thoughts and beliefs with more positive, happy, and abundant thoughts. It is important to notice any resisting thoughts that come up, but do not engage them. Continue to stay deeply focused on the affirmations one at a time, allowing your mind an opportunity to reject the affirmation, but then move straight on past any rejection. The goal is to be able to hear each affirmation without resistance and to experience a positive feeling of acceptance. As your mind accepts each affirmation without resistance, your shoulders will relax and your mind will quiet down after you repeat the affirmation. Now let's go ahead and get started. Continue to intently focus on what I am saying and welcome these affirmations to be part of your life. See each statement as if it is already accomplished in your life. Celebrate these affirmations as statements of fact, reflecting your true reality in oneness with God. If you have resistance to any affirmation, ask Holy Spirit to help you to accept it completely. To begin, take in a long, deep cleansing breath and clear your mind. Our first affirmation is, I am the Holy Child of God, loved and blessed in every way. Breathe it in. I am the Holy Child of God, loved and blessed in every way. Breathe it in. Truly see it in your mind's eye. Feel it. Be aware of it. welcome it. I am the holy child of God, loved and blessed in every way. Breathe it in. Number two, I am not a body. I am free. I am as God created me. Breathe it in, focusing on your true self. You are eternal spirit, one with God. You are not a body. Other people are not their bodies. I am not a body. I am free. I am as God created me. Breathe it in. Feel the freedom that if you laid down your body today, you would continue on and on. There's much more to see and do. Let's not make the body mean so much. I am not a body. I am free. I am as God created me. Breathe it in. Number three, I am free of all limits, safe and healed and whole. Breathe it in. Imagine freedom. Imagine being completely healed and whole. Feel the joy of that thought, welcoming it. I am free of all limits, safe and healed and whole. Breathe it in. I am free of all limits, safe and healed and whole. Number four, God is pure and perfect love with no opposite. Breathe it in. We want to remember that God is love. Or why would we turn to Him? Why would we ask for help? God is pure and perfect love with no opposite. Breathe it in. God is pure and perfect love with no opposite. Breathe it in. Number five, I am worthy of everything good and the finest that life has to offer. Breathe it in. I am worthy of everything good and the finest that life has to offer. Breathe it in. We are laying down all thoughts of unworthiness, lack, limitation, struggle, sacrifice. We are receiving the gifts of our Creator exactly as they have been given. We must remember our true identity to claim those gifts. I am worthy of everything good and the finest that life has to offer. Breathe it in. Number 6. It is God's will that I am happy and that I have everything. Breathe it in. Feel the joy of that statement that we are created to be happy, created to have everything, denied nothing. It is God's will that I am happy and that I have everything. Breathe it in. It is God's will that I am happy and that I have everything. Breathe it in, laying down all thoughts of guilt, failure, mistakes. You are created to be happy without limits. Number 7. I am the dreamer of my dream. Breathe it in. In the Course, it says this is one thing we must understand. We are the dreamer of our dream, because until we know this, it will appear as if everything is happening to you, and yet it is coming from your mind. I am the dreamer of my dream. Breathe it in. We are taking ownership for what we see, and we forgive ourselves, of course, and we forgive the players in our dream. I am the dreamer of my dream. Breathe it in. This is the point of change, when you realize that what you see is coming from you. It's not happening to you. And then you have Holy Spirit to guide you back to what is true, to restore your mind to peace and happiness and bliss. Number 8. My eyes are reporting what I believe to be true in the place of truth. Breathe it in. This is our acknowledgement that our eyes do not see, they report what we believe. And this is blocking the truth. My eyes are reporting what I believe to be true in the place of truth. Breathe it in. Just acknowledging what we are looking at. It's not the truth. It's a deception. And give it to God. And let it be healed and undone for you. My eyes are reporting what I believe to be true in the place of truth. Breathe it in. Number 9. I understand that nothing happens without my consent. Breathe it in. This is our acknowledgement that everything that happens to us is actually happening from us with our consent, at least until we change our mind with the guidance of Holy Spirit. I understand that nothing happens without my consent. Breathe it in. And of course, this is in the dream state, that even those things that happen that are challenging, scary, difficult, they are happening as an effect of our unhealed thoughts and beliefs, happening with our consent. I understand that nothing happens without my consent. Let's breathe it in. And remember, we want to look at what are the reasons in our mind why something is happening that we do not like, and then abandon those reasons. Give them to Holy Spirit and ask Holy Spirit to decide for you. When we have reasons for a problem, the problem will remain. And the Course teaches us that when we no longer have a reason or a value for the pain, it can be undone. And number 10, I recognize that other people are playing roles with me. Breathe it in. Even I am playing a role with you. I am here to represent the part of your mind that is choosing to wake up. And here I am to reflect that decision right back to you. And we're being guided by Holy Spirit on how to allow that to happen. We are all here to play roles. I recognize that other people are playing roles with me. Breathe it in. Some people will play negative roles. Some will play positive roles because we have both positive and negative thoughts. And we forgive ourselves for any negative thoughts. I recognize that other people are playing roles with me. Breathe it in. Forgive them. It's not any different than if you go to sleep tonight and the people in your dream are going to reflect what you are thinking about at a much deeper level. If you're feeling happy, you're likely to have a happy dream. And if you're not happy or you're stressed, you're likely to have a scary dream. Works just the same way. And today we are welcoming the truth back into our mind. And while we are still asleep, we will open our eyes and our dreams will be happy before we wake up. Starting with number 11. I wholly forgive all those who have played negative roles with me. Breathe it in. To forgive them is to release them, to wish the very best for them, to be determined to see them as the light that they are, to see through the vision of Christ, just asking to see. I wholly forgive all those who have played negative roles with me. Breathe it in. Remember to invite them off the stage where we put them and to allow them to put their scripts into the trash, the ones that we wrote for them based on our thoughts at the time. Forgive them. And if they tend to show up again, do not revalidate what they are showing you. Instead, turn it over to the Holy Spirit and ask for the healing of your mind. I wholly forgive all those who have played negative roles with me. Breathe it in. You are learning to catch what they are showing you, to be aware. If someone treats you unkindly, this is a signal that you still have a belief that there is something within you that is asking for judgment. Pause. Ask Holy Spirit to heal it for you. Remind yourself of your true self, one with God, free of all limits, deserving of everything good, being treated with love and kindness at all times because of that which created you. Number 12. I choose to love and forgive others unconditionally. Breathe it in. We are learning to love and forgive automatically, unconditionally. Even if the other person seems very difficult, as soon as we forgive, this is the entry point for Holy Spirit to help us to bring the miracle, which is the correction. I choose to love and forgive others unconditionally. Breathe it in. This is a choice. This does not mean that we are condoning someone mistreating you. If you experience mistreatment, we must pause and choose to love and forgive and ask Holy Spirit for the steps to take. You will be safe if you place yourself under the guidance of that which understands safety. I choose to love and forgive others unconditionally. Breathe it in. We forgive quickly, often, whenever we have an opportunity. And watch your life shift for the better. And the bonus is that these people that have been problematic stop showing up that way. Number 13. I am always looking at the effects of my past thoughts. Breathe it in. This is our acknowledgement that what we see with our eyes is the effect of our past thoughts, not our present thoughts. So we have this perfect opportunity right now to choose again. And our next now moment will show the reflection of that choice. I am always looking at the effects of my past thoughts. Breathe it in. We do not want to bring the past with us for ourselves or for anyone else. See everyone free of the past and watch things heal. I am always looking at the effects of my past thoughts. Breathe it in. And now we turn our attention back to ourself. Number 14. I wholly forgive myself for every decision against myself. Breathe it in. Forgiving yourself. Every mistake, every failure, every flaw in your mind, every time you disappointed someone, I wholly forgive myself for every decision against myself. Breathe it in. Remember that no one is deciding against you except you. And if you will stop, then all those blessings that are yours to have can be received. I wholly forgive myself for every decision against myself. Breathe it in. Number 15. I choose to love and accept myself unconditionally. Breathe it in. Remember, this is a choice. You are choosing to love and accept yourself because God created you perfect, whole, complete, and blessed. You must choose to love and accept yourself in order to remember your true self. I choose to love and accept myself unconditionally. Breathe it in. I choose to love and accept myself unconditionally. Breathe it in. See yourself happy, smiling, excited, blessed. Holy Spirit will show you the way. Number 16. I invite the Holy Spirit to heal my mind and restore my mind to peace. Breathe it in. Holy Spirit must be invited. We'll never attack our mind. I invite the Holy Spirit to heal my mind and restore my mind to peace. Breathe it in. If you've never made that invitation before, you're making it now. So that's the good news. And if you have made it before, you are reinforcing that invitation, and I join you there. I invite the Holy Spirit to heal my mind and restore my mind to peace. Breathe it in. Number 17. I open my heart to receive all of God's love and blessings. Breathe it in. Now that you have chosen to forgive everyone and yourself, you are going to begin to see your true self. And now those blessings can be received. But refrain from judgment Do not revalidate those old beliefs. Turn them over and let them be healed. I open my heart to receive all of God's love and blessings. Breathe it in. See yourself opening wide to receive those infinite blessings, natural flow of abundance, ease, grace, opportunities. I open my heart to receive all of God's love and blessings. Breathe it in. Number 18. I choose to see the light of Christ in every other person. Breathe it in. This is a choice. Right there when someone is acting insanely or doing the wrong thing, pause. Choose to see the light of Christ in them. It brings healing to the situation. It allows Holy Spirit to intervene. You are aligning with what is true, and in the light of truth, there is no problem. It will be undone. I choose to see the light of Christ in every other person. Breathe it in. I choose to see the light of Christ in every other person. Breathe it in. And if you feel you cannot see it, just imagine a beautiful light right in the center of them and focus on that instead of the behavior, the words, the appearance. Just stay focused on the beautiful light within them and ask Holy Spirit to intervene and help you. Number 19. I am as God created me, innocent, whole, blessed, and free. Breathe it in. Statement of fact. Start walking as if you know who you are and that which loves you. And that which guides you. Lift your head high. I am as God created me, innocent, whole, blessed, and free. Breathe it in. We honor our Creator every time we acknowledge our true self. Even in the midst of illusions, we can do this. It is our gift to God. And He tells us that when we give Him our gift, He replaces our gift with His. I am as God created me, innocent, whole, blessed, and free. Breathe it in. And number 20, I am grateful for all of the blessings I have been given. Breathe it in. I want you to imagine that you have been given everything, but you have not yet received it all. But we are going to be in gratitude in advance so that we can remember what we have been given. What God has given has already been given. He's not holding out on us. It's already been given. And we receive it through acknowledgement of the truth that is not blocked by illusions. I am grateful for all of the blessings I have been given. Breathe it in. Feel a smile in your heart. And even if you've received certain things so far that you feel are gifts of God, be in total gratitude and awe, welcoming all the rest, knowing your worthiness and the greatness within you that God placed there as part of Himself. I am grateful for all of the blessings I have been given. Breathe it in, nice and deep. Imagine blessing after blessing coming your way, already been given, but now it's time to receive. Receive at the highest level. See your innocence in yourself and in every other person, even when they've forgotten, especially then. Hold it for them. Be vigilant for their innocence. Protect them from your judgments against them. And you will wake up and you will remember your oneness with God and all the great things that come with that awakening. And this concludes our exercise for today. I thank you all for joining me. And dear God, we just join together in your name. We thank you for this time together where we can declare with each other who we are and the greatness that you created within each one of us in oneness with you. We accept your blessings with our whole heart, and we are determined to see every other person as you created them, eternal spirit, free of all limits, that we acknowledge we are looking at our own false images in the place of the truth, and we may not remember the truth all the way, and we are grateful to have Holy Spirit to remember for us. Until we have that memory firmly established back in our mind. Thank you, God, that your guide that you have given to us is perfect, and you have guaranteed that we will be successful in our awakening, and we need not fear. And our part is to stay focused on what is true and to listen to only one voice and to refrain from judgment. We have no interest in revalidating those old thoughts and beliefs that were all based on that false idea of separation. We choose to live through joy instead of pain and love in the place of fear. Your will is our will. Amen.